New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast.
When Bad Moms debuted, it became a surprising hit due to its sharp wit, relatable characters, and its bold critique of the unrealistic expectations placed on mothers. Following its success, the filmmakers returned with A Bad Moms Christmas in 2017, bringing back the beloved trio of Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, and Katherine Hahn. This time, they shift their focus to the ultimate high-stakes scenario for any mother: Christmas. The sequel sets up the ante by introducing the bad moms of the titular bad moms, played by Christine Baranski, Cheryl Hines, and Susan Sarandon. This multi-generational angle not only provides an opportunity for new comedic dynamics, but also examines the complexities of mother-daughter relationships through a humorous and heartwarming lens. But does the sequel live up to the original? Does it focus on holiday chaos add to or detract from its appeal? Tonight, we'll dive deep into its themes, humor, performances, and overall impact. A Bad Moms Christmas starts with Amy Mitchell, played by Mila Kunis, narrating her frustrations about the holiday season. Like most mothers, she's overwhelmed by the endless to-do list, decorations, gift-giving, and cooking, all while trying to keep the magic alive for her family. Just as she decides to scale back and embrace a less-is-more approach to Christmas, her perfectionist mother, Ruth, played by Christine Baranski, arrives unannounced, plans to orchestrate a grandiose holiday celebration. Meanwhile, Kiki, played by Kristen Bell, is dealing with her overly affectionate and clingy mother, Sandy, played by Cheryl Hines, who surprises her by announcing she'll be staying through Christmas. Carla, played by Katherine Hahn, on the other hand, faces a different kind of motherly challenge when her estranged and unreliable mom, Isis, played by Susan Sarandon, shows up out of nowhere, hoping to reconnect, albeit with ulterior motives. The film follows the three friends as they navigate their complicated relationship with their mothers while trying to reclaim the joy of Christmas. The chaos culminates in a wild Christmas Eve party, complete with male strippers, family confrontations, and heartfelt reconciliations. At its core, A Bad Moms Christmas is a satire on the unrealistic expectations surrounding the holiday season, particularly for mothers. Society often portrays Christmas as a time for perfectly decorated homes, lavish meals, and idyllic family gatherings. But for many, it's a time of stress and exhaustion. Amy's decision to simplify Christmas reflects the growing sentiment among modern families that less perfection can often mean more joy. This theme resonates with audiences, particularly parents, who feel burdened by the pressure to make every moment magical. The introduction of the grandmothers adds a new layer to the narrative, exploring how parenting styles and expectations are passed down or rebelled against through generations. Ruth represents the controlling, perfectionist matriarch whose constant criticism of Amy mirrors many real-life mother-daughter dynamics. Sandy's overbearing love for Kiki highlights the challenge of setting boundaries in overly attached relationships, while Isis embodies the irresponsible absentee parent who forces Carla to confront unresolved feelings. These conflicts not only drive much of the humor, but also provide moments of introspection for the characters. The humor in A Bad Mom's Christmas is unabashedly crude, with much of the comedy relying on outrageous situations and risque dialogue. Carla's storyline is particularly raunchy, with standout scenes such as her flirtation with a firefighter and a hilariously awkward waxing scene. or session. While the humor might not appeal to everyone, it adds a sense of unfiltered fun to the movie. Beneath the exaggerated antics lies an undercurrent of relatability. I mean, who hasn't experienced family drama or holiday disasters? Amy is once again the emotional anchor of the film. As a single mom juggling work and family life, she represents the every mom struggling to find balance. Her arc in the sequel revolves around learning to stand up to her domineering mother, while staying true to her desire for a simpler, more meaningful Christmas. Excuse me. Yunus plays Amy with charm and sincerity, grounding the film's more over-the-top moments. Kiki's journey centers on a relationship with her mother, Sandy, whose obsessive need for closeness borders on the absurd. Kristen Bell expertly portrays Kiki's polite discomfort and internal frustration, providing many of the film's funniest and most cringeworthy moments. Sandy's behavior, such as wanting to sleep in the same bed as Kiki or dressing in matching outfits, pushes boundaries, but it also sheds light on the importance of independence and self-care in an adult relationship. Carla, the wild child of the group, steals the show with her irreverent humor and larger-than-life personality. Her storyline with her mother Isis adds unexpected depth to her character, revealing her vulnerability and longing for maternal affection. Han's fearless performance paired with Susan Sarandon's carefree energy creates some of the film's most memorable scenes.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Carla's humor might be outrageous, but her emotional moments are deeply relatable. The grandmothers bring a fresh dynamic to the series. Christine Baranski's Ruth is hilariously uptight and critical, embodying the archetype of the judgmental parent who means well but struggles to express affection. Cheryl Hines' Sandy takes smothering love to comedic extremes, while Susan Sarandon's Isis, the epitome of irresponsibility, yet her warmth and charisma make her endearing. These characters serve as both foils and mirrors for the central trio, highlighting the complexities of mother-daughter relationship. We're going to take a look at some of the strengths and weaknesses of Bad Moms Christmas. Starting off with, in the strengths, the chemistry among the cast. The film's greatest strength lies in its ensemble cast. Mila Kunis, Kirsten Bell, and Katherine Hahn share a natural, effortless chemistry that makes their friendship feel authentic and relatable. Their banter and camaraderie anchor the movie, even as the narrative veers into absurdity. The addition of Baranski, Hines, and Sarandon adds another layer of chemistry, creating a dynamic interplay between generations. And number two, relatable holiday chaos. Frantic shopping sprees to awkward family interactions, the film captures the chaos of the holiday season with humor and heart. Many viewers will see themselves in the characters' struggles, whether it's Amy trying to please her mother, Iggy setting boundaries, or Carla dealing with an unreliable parent. And then the final strength, balancing heart and humor. While the comedy is often crude, the film doesn't shy away from exploring deeper emotional themes. Moments of vulnerability and reconciliation between the mothers and daughters provide a counterbalance to the outrageous humor, giving the film a surprising amount of heart. However, all movies have strengths and weaknesses. When it comes to weaknesses, you gotta start off with predictability. Like many holiday comedies, A Bad Mom's Christmas follows a familiar formula. Conflicts are introduced early on, escalate in the middle, and are resolved with heartfelt moments by the end. While this structure is comforting, it also makes the film's narrative predictable. And this film has an over-reliance on raunchy comedy. While the crude humor is a hallmark of the Bad Moms franchise, some jokes feel forced or over-reliant on shock value. For example, the waxing scene is undeniably funny, but might alienate viewers who prefer subtler comedy. Balancing raunchy humor with more nuanced humor could have broadened the film's appeal. And of course, we had underdeveloped subplots. Certain storylines, such as Isis's attempts to reconnect with Carla or Sandy's realization of her overbearing nature, feel rushed. These arcs could have been explored in greater depths to add more emotional weight to the film. The film excels in creating a festive and visually appealing holiday atmosphere. The sets are decked out with a vibrant Christmas decoration. From Ruth's over-the-top winter wonderland to Amy's more modest home, the visual contrast between these settings underscores the characters' differing approaches to the holiday season. John Lucas and Scott Moore's direction keeps the film energetic and fast-paced. The comedic timing is sharp, particularly in chaotic sequences like the mall brawl and Christmas Eve party. The soundtrack, featuring holiday classics and upbeat tracks, adds to the festive spirit. Bad Moms Christmas offers a satirical take on the commercialization of Christmas and the unrealistic expectations placed on women, particularly mothers. By highlighting the absurdity of these pressures, the film encourages viewers to let go of perfection and focus on what truly matters, spending time with loved ones and creating meaningful memories. Bad Moms Christmas is an entertaining, if imperfect, sequel that delivers laughs and heart in equal measure. While it doesn't quite match the originality of the first, the film succeeds in capturing the spirit of the holidays and the joys and frustrations of motherhood. With its charismatic cast, relatable themes, and festive settings, it's a feel-good comedy that's perfect for a lighthearted movie night. So, to give it my final rating, we're going to start with humor, and that's going to be 4 out of 5 stars. With heart, we go 3 out of 5. Originality, unfortunately, it has to be 2 out of 5. Festive spirit, definitely 4 out of 5. And my overall enjoyment of the film is a 4 out of 5. So, final verdict. While a Bad Mom's Christmas may not reinvent the holiday comedy genre, it's a crowd-pleasing romp that celebrates the messiness of family, friendship, and the holiday season. And if you've watched this film, let me know your thoughts on the film in the comment section below. Give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that subscribe button down below. And of course, you can support the channel. Buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/cinemagold. As always, your support helps the channel grow, upgrade our equipment, bring in new hosts, pay them, and of course, take the show on the road. And as always, cover expenses related to creating this podcast. As always, thank you so much for watching, listening, and we'll see you next time.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.